Last year, when most Democrats were in the minority in the Alaska House of Representatives, they held regular caucus meetings that were open to the public before voting in sessions on the House floor. Most of the Democrats who were out of power last year will be in the majority this year. But it's not clear whether the majority caucus will hold those pre-session open meetings. APRN and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
Representative Paul Seaton is a Republican who was in the majority last year and remains in the majority after he switched caucuses this year. He says the new majority will have an open approach.
The majority generally doesn't hold pre-session caucus. You know, if a smaller group of legislators want to get together and talk, that's one thing. But the majority should have their discussion in public on the floor of the House.
The new majority caucus includes 17 Democrats, 3 Republicans, and 2 independents. Coalition spokesman Mike Mason says it plans to meet in the coming days to decide whether it will hold open caucus meetings. Seaton said early on Wednesday that he does not expect the new majority to hold pre-session open meetings. Later in the day, Mason said the caucus hadn't decided yet. After being told Seaton's remarks, incoming House Minority Leader Charisse Millett said she sees a contrast between what the Democrats did in the minority and what Seaton said the new majority would do.
The Democrats are the ones that actually screamed the loudest about it, you know, being a violation of having a closed caucus.
Millett is an Anchorage Republican. She says last year's Republican-led majority held weekly meetings to discuss strategy, but they didn't decide the outcome of votes. Millett says that means they didn't violate the Open Meetings Act. In fact, the Alaska Supreme Court ruled the state's Open Meetings Act doesn't apply to the legislature, and in 1994, the legislature added an explicit exemption for itself. Millett doesn't oppose closed meetings, but she says it would raise concerns if the Democrats changed course.
They've done a lot of philosophical bending so they can be in the majority and hold power, right? You know, anytime that you have a group of people willing to compromise their core beliefs to get power, I just don't see a real good outcome of that.
Juno Democrat Beth Kurtula led open caucus meetings when she was House Minority Leader from 2007 to 2014. She says it fit in with the state's traditions.
It's a hallmark of the Alaska legislature that actually its business is done in public, and so much of it is transparent, you know, compared to other states.
Kurtula added that closed meetings are appropriate on rare occasions. She says the majority caucus members are finding their way. Neither caucus has decided whether their caucus meetings will be open or closed. Millett says the Republican minority will discuss it at a retreat this weekend. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.